Penguin Random House Audio presents Preaching, Communicating Faith in an Age of Skepticism by Timothy Keller. Read for you by Sean Pratt. The following dedication appears in the book. To the members of West Hopewell Presbyterian Church, 1975 to 1984, who called me preacher, even as I was stumbling to learn how to be one. Introduction. Three Levels of the Ministry of the Word. Australian theologian Peter Adam argues that what we call preaching, the formal public address to the gathered congregation on the Sunday, is only one form of what the Bible describes as the ministry of the Word. See Acts chapter 6, verse 2 and chapter 6, verse 4. On the day of Pentecost, Peter cited the words of the prophet Joel, who said that God would pour out His Spirit on all His people, and as a result, your sons and daughters will prophesy. See Acts chapter 2, verse 17. Gerhard Friedrich, in the Theological Dictionary of the New Testament, says that there are at least 33 Greek words in the New Testament, usually translated as preaching or proclaiming. Adam observes that these words describe activities that could not all be public speaking. For example, Acts chapter 8, verse 4 says that all the Christians except the apostles went from place to place proclaiming the Messiah. This cannot mean that every believer was standing up and preaching sermons to audiences. Priscilla and Aquila, for example, explained the word of Christ to Apollos in their home. See Acts chapter 18, verse 26. We can discern at least three levels of word ministry.